This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yesterday, I read down through the track listing for Taylor's new record, and she has said that this is like a really carefully curated 12 songs. There aren't going to be bonus tracks. This is, you know, she writes a ton, and these were the ones that she selected, you know, because they were particular to the life of a showgirl, and they were particular to the energy that she had while she was doing Eras, the Eras tour. And one of the things that happened during the Eras tour was the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni situation. So, and I just read down the list. You know, here's the names of the songs. Like, I didn't even notice. I was like, I figured Father Figure was her take on Father Figures, not a cover of the George Michael thing, which, by the way, I have more on that too. One of the songs, though, is called Ruin the Friendship.
Interesting.
And I didn't just, I just read down the list. But the Swifties, this proves I'm not a Swiftie. I'm just a fan. But Bob knows. Bob, did it occur to you that the song Ruin the Friendship would be about Blake Lively and that whole situation?
It didn't, because I heard that and I assumed it. I was a little confused by it, but I assumed when you say ruin the friendship, you're usually talking about going from friends to lovers.
Oh, like that you would be afraid to ruin them.
We're going to ruin the friendship.
Oh! Well, that's a neat spin. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that at all.
So, and truthfully, they don't know that this is about Blake Lively. Like, we have not heard this song. We have not seen a lyric sheet that I know of.
I don't think it is about Blake Lively. Not just because of what I think Ruin the Friendship means, but thinking about the timeline. Supposedly, Taylor made this focused album while she was on tour. The tour ended in December of 2024. Blake Lively and her were still hanging out until October. The It Ends With Us movie came out in August.
Of last year.
But Taylor didn't get pulled into it until like the beginning of this year, I think. So I don't, time-wise, I don't think there was any drama
yet.
Well,
I actually like your interpretation of Ruin the Friendship, because that is definitely something that people, you know, they're friends with someone for a long time. They're catching feelings, but they don't want to take a chance. They don't want to ruin the friendship. I really want it to be about Blake Lively, though. I wouldn't put it past Taylor. You know, she is the queen of this is what this person did to me, and I'm mad about it.
That's so true. I just think if it is about Blake Lively, then either things were already going wrong.
It's the newest song on the record.
Things were already going wrong before we even knew, or she wrote it a little bit later than she's claiming.
It's weird to speculate without having heard it. So any interpretation of what that title means is just a guess, but I could totally debate if you are good friends with someone, that's the best possible person to get in a relationship with. Like, that doesn't ruin the friendship. That's the
basis
core
of the thing
of a relationship. And the, you know, look, I get it. You guys like to do stuff, and girls are sometimes do. My point,
especially
being,
at the beginning.
Right. But my point being is friendship is at the core of every marriage, or should be.
Well,
or you're
the ones
doomed.
That work.
Right. Or you're doomed. So I could absolutely say that you wouldn't ruin the friendship. You would actually have a deeper, more meaningful relationship.
Unless they didn't return the feelings, and now you've put yourself out there and they're all like, oh,
well,
this ruins our friendship because I know you feel this way about me.
Maybe we should listen to the record and then we'll all
No, definitely let's not. Let's just speculate about it endlessly. So I'm looking at a photo here from February of 2024. And it looks like it's in a football box. So maybe this is the Super Bowl. But it's Blake and Taylor, February 2024, with their arms. Oh, of 2024. Okay, so this would have happened. You know what's funny? This is the time warp that we're in, I feel. I feel like that Justin Baldoni thing, if you had said, when did that movie come out? I would have said 2 years ago, at least.
It was exactly a year ago.
Incredible. Like all that stuff, all that baloney, the Baldoni baloney has come out since then.
Yeah, I think a year at the Super Bowl in 2024 in February, Blake was there. And then people were like, oh, is she going to be at the Super Bowl this year?
Right.
When all the drama was going on or starting. But I don't think Taylor had quite been pulled into it yet, if I remember correctly. But either way, she wasn't there. They haven't been seen together since October.
Oh, the last appearance between Blake and Taylor was October.
Yes, they went on a double date in New York.
How fun. That's
probably was fun.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Like that makes this year feel like a really long year. Like I guess because there was just so much of it, it was like a constant thing.
The beginning of the year lasted forever. This year.
I agree with this year. This year's been the first 6 months dragged.
Mm.
Things are great right now though.
Oh my God.
Looking
amazing.
Forward, yeah. I'm just like, oh, look ahead.
October.
It's all good right out there. I just heard the Disney ad talking about the haunted, you know, Halloween stuff. And I was just getting all frothy and amped up.
All right. So that's one of the things that people are speculating about.
Oh, okay,
here. It's just you hear ruin the friendship and you think it's got to be about Blake. But you're right. That's actually a really good point. This whole story is about everybody's chatter about that's definitely about this. But it is true. If it is about it, it has to be the newest song that she has written for the album, maybe. I mean, she was recording this record in Sweden during the tour, apparently. So, or was that where it was, Sweden?
Yep.
That's what she kept saying, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not impossible that in the last couple months she came up with a song about this and is like, I'm going to try to add this on. But if it is specifically set in the era, then it really wouldn't fit that mold.
Exactly. And I also wonder, she and Travis were never friends. They were just a relationship. So I don't think it could be about ruining her friendship with him either.
Right.
And sometimes she does do songs about other people in her life,
mm-hmm.
like from their perspective. But so it could be about somebody else. But based on the way she was explaining the album, it sounded it was all going to be autobiographical.
Right.
I can't wait. We'll find out.
The Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd. It isn't that far away.
Thank goodness.
6 weeks. I know. Imagine if we had to wait 6 months for it. How would we ever get through it?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.